last week on Masterclass, I had a guest who we might consider an achiever of some sorts. She's going to Spain right after graduation. She's slated to garner a summa cum laude honor. Magna is in the bag already, but I'm challenging her to go for summa. And she's into a lot of things. As a matter of fact, another thing has been added to what she is doing. What is that? From now on, she's going to be my co-host in a revamped version of Masterclass, and we'll tell you more about it a little later on. But right now, let me introduce once again my previous guest and now my co-host, Aisha Gambao. Hello, Aisha.
Hello, everybody. So I'm Aisha, and if you've listened to the previous episode, most of my friends call me Georgie.
Yeah.
And now I'm co-hosting with George. So it's now George and Georgie.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you drank a lot of coffee this morning, huh?
I reshared the post this morning about getting caffeinated and then getting a high rate of heartbeat and then feeling exhausted.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. How are you? How have you been?
That's what I'm feeling right now. How about you, George?
I'm great. I'm great and excited since this is a new chapter in Masterclass, and hopefully we'll have a lot more things to offer our listeners. What have you got for today?
So I'm very excited for today because we have a very special guest. Actually, this guest is a special friend.
A special friend. All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we have the same mindset. Uh-huh. So, without further ado, let's introduce her. So, our guest this afternoon is a marketing management major from the University of Santo Tomas, and she has been an entrepreneur and businesswoman for the past 2 years, and she braved through the hardships of the pandemic to build her brands from scratch, and she's a real-life hustler. Everyone, I'd like to meet this strong, independent woman and my best friend, Rica Jade Paitone. Let's give it up for Rica.
Hey.
Hello, an intro. Rica. It's such an honor to be here.
My intro for you. It was written by Ice.
I'm smiling right now.
Very good. That's the number one rule, of course. Smile when you're talking so you'll sound more pleasant, right? Hello, Rica. How are you?
Hello, George. Thank you, George and Georgie, for having me. I'm all good. I'm excited to our podcast topic right now because I have so many stories to share with you guys and to the listeners out there. Hello, guys. Hi, listeners.
Hello. I love the energy. Yeah. I love you have right now.
Oh. Yeah. I love the energy. That gives me a good reason to just go to sleep and just leave the two of you behind.
So,
right?
I do have one question for Rica before we start.
Okay, Aisha.
Are you feeling any pressure right now? It's a very Mickey Queen, Miss Universe kind of question. Are you feeling any pressure right now?
Yeah, of course. I do feel pressure right now. But of course, I am living out my comfort zone. And here I am. I'm here at the podcast with Mr. George. And of course, you too. Okay.
Yeah, remember what I always tell you, diba? No matter how not ready you are for the day, it cannot always be night. Yeah. So, whenever you're ready or not, you have to be ready. Because this day will come and your episode will come. So, George, what's your question for Rica?
Georgie called you a hustler. The only hustlers I know are those fixers in LTO or in the government offices, or the ones who hang out in the billiards halls, just like Ice, the significant other of Georgie. hangs out and tries to hustle from some suckers in the billiard hall, right? So what kind of hustler are you?
I think Aisha dahil siguro sa face ko kaya siguro ako sinabihan na hustler ni Aisha eh. kidding aside.
Why? Are you the type na nagtatali ng ano? You wrap a towel around your head and
I think kaya siguro Aisha told me that kasi Aisha saw my pinaka hardworking. Yeah, I'm a hardworking actually na person kasi me and Aisha talaga, we have a business. Actually, we started pandemic, right, Aisha?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I think it's a blessing in disguise nga eh. Kasi if walang pandemic siguro, nasa school lang din ako. Tapos hang out with my friends na, oh, saan ka? Tara, punta tayo dito sa ganyan. And I think it started last August 2020. I became a sales representative in an online store that is related sa mga ceramics, mga Japan surplus items.
Yeah.
And then, me and Aisha are working in that, di ba, Aisha?
Yeah, I remember those days.
Grabe talaga doon, no? Pero alam mo, George and Georgie, nagamay namin eh. Nagamay namin yung business na yun. Like, we familiarize it. And then, we familiarize their operation. And then, we talk, me and Aisha talk na, bakit hindi tayo mag-start ng business na ganun kung kaya naman natin, di ba?
Yeah.
And then, ina, exactly. It started August eh. August to September lang. And then, we quit the sales representative job. And then, we started our own, you know. Wow, I miss you know. Grabe.
Yeah, you know is the name of our business.
You know? You know as in?
It's the name of the company.
Yeah.
How do you?
Y-U-N-O.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, you know.
Right. Oh, okay.
Actually,
all
Uno
right.
is
so
a
what's Uno
startup
all about?
Company based south of the metro. And Uno bring elegant pieces to brighten up the ambience in your humble abodes, from cake plates to fancy teacups, saucers, ceramics, glassware, and decors. So basically, kung iisipin ko kasi parang, what? Si Rika? Si Aisha magbebenta ng ano? Plato? Parang ganun. How can I sell this, di ba? Parang hindi ko din ma-imagine sa sarili ko na magbebenta ng ganun. Pero that you know business, George, grabe yung experiences namin doon. Natuto kaming we learn to have more patience, especially sa mga customers. Grabe talaga.
You really learned how to hustle, ha? Huh? Mga ganun, eh, no?
Of course, George.
Did you make
Thank
money?
God.
Very huge amount of money.
Especially peak season, right, Aisha?
Oh.
Yeah. Especially in the pandemic, di ba? Online classes. So, walang allowance from school.
And of course, our parents are not able to. Oh, ayaw ko na bigyan eh. And then kami na lang maghahanap ng allowances namin, di ba, George? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you never even considered this, mga ceramics and everything. You should look for households na nag-aaway yung mag-asawa.
Like
diba?
Yeah,
and then they'll buy again. Diba?
Oh, nga, no? Sige, next business, George.
And Rika, since you've mentioned that we value the customer, what's your take about getting the customer satisfied with the service or products that a business or a company is offering?
Actually, diba, we talked last Sunday with George na it's not the customer satisfaction eh. Kasi kapag parang na-satisfied yung customer, parang okay, hindi. Parang sige, satisfied naman na ako eh. Bakit pa ako bibili? It's more on the customer delight. Right, George?
Learning.
We live and we
That's
learn,
right?
right?
That's yeah, right. Okay.
Like, yeah, okay. Thanks
I'll give
for
you,
that.
I'll give you an A.
And then yun, tama nga. And I realized na customer delight kasi maganda yung quality, maganda yung services na we offer to our customers. Kasi for me, the seller and the buyer relationship, para yan mag-jowa eh. Kailangan mo rin lambingin yung customer mo para makuha mo yung kiliti niya. Right, guys? So,
not so yeah. Hugot.
So, yes. Basically, ayun nga, parang I really love talking to customers kasi matututo ka din eh. You learn that experiences na may mga customer na makukulit, may mga customer na gusto update agad. And then, syempre, we, the company, you know, hindi babasagin kami, babasagin yung mga, we have a fragile items. So, hindi naman palagi na mag-service kami ng, ay, ma'am, paano po kapag basag ganito, ganyan. Syempre, we talk to the customers and we really have an assurance for them. Kailangan, part by part pieces yung plano na yan eh. Though, happy ako kasi dahil sa inyo siguro, hindi ako magiging business, mas malalawak yung business mind ko kung walang Uno. Kasi, grabe talaga pinagdaanan namin, George, kung alam mo lang Uno. Pero I'm so happy. From September 2020 up to April 2021, we operated. sadyang may time lang talaga na we're really busy eh. Yung mga co-owners ko kasi student, working student din, like me. So basically, sadyang heavy loads lang, heavy workloads lang talaga sa school nung time na yun. Kaya kailangan namin mag-stop ng operation. Pero hindi naman ibig sabihin nag-stop kami is mawawala na yun. We're considering it in the future din naman. Right, Aisha?
Yeah, we're considering of going back or maybe coming up with a new category in the market.
But is this the new normal now for students? Like, you guys are studying at the same time doing business and stuff. Is this normal? Or it's just you guys because you have the drive
actually,
and the
George,
discipline.
Siguro we have the same mindset with Aisha kasi na hindi naman kasi kami binibigyan ng allowances ng parents ko, which is reasonable naman kasi we're staying at home eh. Ano pa yung iaano namin, diba? Expenses namin. They're providing us food, they're providing us shelter. So ano pa yung ano, diba? So basically, thankful din ako kasi at least we tried and we have an effort talaga to have a successful ano din, startup company.
And if I may add to what Rica said, this is not the new normal for the majority of students our age. Mm-hmm. It's just us, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, there are only a few ones like us who thinks this way and who have this kind of mindset. To be, we're not after the parties anymore. Or
we're done. We're done with that.
Thursday parties like that.
So you're not into changing your name in a bar anymore. Like
that Georgie phase is over, and I'm now doing podcasts apparently. And ayun, I think maaga kami nag-mature ni Rica. Like we changed or we switched the focus of our priorities and the things we value in life. And I see it as a beautiful and positive thing kasi talagang magagamit namin siya sa future. And even if nag-aaral pa lang kami, we're just students, we're still living with our parents or families at home, diba? We're doing something for our own, on our own, by our own. So, yeah.
How did you grow up? You know, it takes a lot of discipline to do that. Rica, how did you grow up? Like, were you into anything that would somehow mold you into a very disciplined person?
Yeah, actually,
a very focused
I'm a student athlete at the University of Santo Tomas. Since grade 3, I'm a Taekwondo athlete. And then, since grade 3.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you do a lot of kicking.
Other people, especially in the competition. And yeah,
black belter, yeah.
Grabe naman. Okay. Siguro more on ano talaga eh. Kapag athlete kasi, you really have, kailangan mo talaga ng discipline, consistency, and of course, dedication. Mm-hmm. Kasi that's what you want, diba? Parang, and then...
Why Taekwondo? Why not join a beauty
God,
contest?
George,
why Taekwondo?
Talagang sasabihin ko talaga bakit dito. Siguro, George, kasi diba, pag Taekwondo, parang, wow, daming ano, daming pogi, daming mga lalaki. Siguro, I have a crush. I had a crush kasi noong time na yun. And then I joined Taekwondo.
What a flirt!
Oh. Ulterior motive.
At least naman, George, oh, tignan mo naman. Look where am I na. Kasi, I'm a 100% scholar naman from the University of Santo Tomas since first year college. And thank God. Thank God talaga kasi sobrang helpful talaga siya sa parents ko. Kasi 100% scholar eh. Di wala talagang tuition na binabayaran. Sadyang, I love what am I doing na talaga.
So in other words, you have this crush. You decided to learn Taekwondo. And then when the opportunity came, you told him, You better talk to me or I'll kick you in the face. Ganun ba?
No naman, George. Kasi ano, that's my senior. Of course, I should respect
him. Oh, so you couldn't do that.
Did it
turn out right? Is he now your significant other or are you dating or what?
No, George, no. Pero at least, just may happy crush. Alam mo naman, pag bata, kay parang, may crush na, motivation.
And you ended up being a Taekwondo scholar and stuff.
Thank God.
So, tell me what your day used to look like when you were an athlete. Did you have to train weekly or what?
Actually, Noong since grade school up to high school, it's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to train. While in college, kasi
every day. But you're studying, yeah, and then you still have a business. How do you manage to do that?
Actually, nung Monday to Fridays kasi na training, nung wala pang pandemic, George, that's I will wake up, around 4 a.m.
Okay.
And then dapat, 4 a.m. And then 4:30, dapat tapos na ako. I'm ready to go na. Kasi my dormitory is around Espanya. And then 4:30 a.m., I'm walking sa Espanya na and then go to QPAV. And then from 5 to 7 a.m., I have trainings na. And then 7 a.m., I have school. O, di ba? Grabe yun, George, di ba? Talagang after training, tatakbo talaga ako sa CR para maligo. Parang akong military style. Kasi dapat 5 minutes talaga, George. Tapos na ako, George. Ayoko kasi talaga ng late. Ayoko ng late, George. Parang siguro na sa sobrang naging asset ako, naging discipline ako na ayoko din pala absent. Ganun. Ganun ako, George. Pero right now kasi, in pandemic kasi, it's online. Online na tayo. So, basically, madali na lang siya, I think. Kasi mas nata-time management ko siya eh. Kasi kapag sa trainings, kasi depende na talaga sa'yo eh. Parang they will give a program and then dapat magawa mo siya. Tapos mag-video ka. Ganun. Ganun yung attendance namin. Para naman matuloy pa din yung consistency of our trainings.
I see.
Yun, discipline talaga, George.
So, Georgie, this is a classic example of somebody who's disciplined. Maybe it could rub off on you so you could wake up at 4 in the morning too. See?
What, Georgie? I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, I wake up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning na. Pero before, like in 2021, I was ano pa lang yan.
See, that's the problem, no? Why do you have to stay all night long? Why can't you be somebody like Rica who's so disciplined and knows what she's supposed to do?
Okay. Yeah, actually, Rica influenced me to be a morning person. Because Rica is a morning person. So ever since 2022 started, I became a morning person. And then I loved waking up early. I loved working out in the morning.
Ganyan. Oh, so you work out too? That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I asked ano nga programs from Rica before when we were in high school.
Yeah, we're helping. Actually, I want to interrupt the morning person. Actually, George, di ba, we have a business. And then, of course, parang ako kasi yung in charge of logistics. So, sabi ko, 7 a.m., kailangan I'll go to your house na Aisha. Alam mo, George, pumupunta talaga ako sa bahay ni Aisha para gisingin siya. Hey, Aisha, wake up! What time is it now? Tara na, sayang oras. Ganun ako lagi kay Aisha. Do Aisha?
Yeah. 2021. Yeah, what's the hardest? I wasn't just kidding. Kasi nga, I used to sleep at 4 a.m. in the morning. Pag si Rica gising na noon, ako matutulog pa lang.
All the while, I thought you were a very disciplined and focused person. Like, diba? Latin honors, going to Spain and everything.
People change.
People change. Yeah. So what do you plan to do? Like, okay, are you graduating, Rica, or you still have a number of years in college?
I'm graduating. Hopefully, yeah. I want to graduate na talaga, George. Kasi after that, you know, kasi diba we stopped the operation, George. And then, mabilis kasi ako ma-board eh. I got bored easily talaga, George. Kasi sabi ko, what? Ano na gagawin ko? I don't have money ulit. And then, paano na ako sa mga parang budol items?
Oh, yeah. Shop. Okay. Teka muna, then, sandali, no? Mabilis ka ma-board. I thought, mabilis ka ma-board because that's a mark of a genius when you get bored easily. But then you say, wala na kasi kong pera eh. Kaya ganun. So, ibang klaseng boredom yun, di ba?
Iba pala yun.
Yan ang hustler mindset.
Hindi kasi, parang alam mo yun, parang may eagerness na, may kulang talaga, George. Eh. Parang hindi ako mapakali na magne-Netflix na. Parang sobrang unproductive ko.
Alam mo kung ano yung kulang? Pera.
So,
just true.
You could hang out sa billiard hall sa Recto and start hustling also, just like Ice, di ba? You can do that, di ba?
Yeah.
So, And so, then, so what are your plans?
And then after that, after graduation, I'm actually a virtual assistant, George, and I'm a coffee-related business owner.
Wait,
a
virtual assistant? You're like an Alexa or a Siri, tipong ganon.
Hindi naman. I have a client kasi. I have a client na I'm helping her business to grow then at it's around parang California.
Okay.
Yeah, Los Angeles, California. And then it's more on branding. Kaya I'm happy kasi my program is marketing management. So I think that's my forte to help her. And actually, I'm happy kasi she's a branding coach. So it's a win-win situation, George, kasi she's also mentoring me na this is the culture of California, so I should make this stuff like this, ganito, ganyan. Kasi iba yung culture ng Philippines sa ibang bansa,
definitely.
George, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So bago siya. And alam mo, George, sobrang happy ko kasi nung time na yun, George, last 2020 pa kasi, gusto ko na talaga mag virtual assistant. Pero when I'm applying talaga, hindi ako natatanggap kasi I don't have experiences. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga, this pandemic, when pandemic hit, sobrang dami ko talagang nilalagay sa resume ko kasi parang kailangan may experience kayo. Kasi ganun ata, George, parang they want to have experience na 1 year, 2 years, or mga months lang din naman. And then I'm happy kasi sobrang, I think, lucky ako and blessed na she's my client na. And then sobrang, sobrang bait niya. She's very kind. Shout out to you, Miss Andrew Wade, if you're listening. And then yun. And then, George, I think feeling ko.
If I may interrupt, Rika, I like what you said na you were lucky, but you know what? You didn't get lucky. You worked hard for it, and it went hard. You pushed harder, right, George?
I don't really. Well, there's the element of luck, but if you don't work hard for something, you're not gonna get lucky at all, diba? It's as simple as that.
Thanks for
so it's really up to you. But you don't have plans of going abroad just like Georgie here, who's really bent on going to Spain.
Actually, George, to be honest, I have a personality kasi na go with the flow ako eh. Kung ano yung opportunity na I'm facing right now, siguro ayun yung mas na mas na-focus ko. Kasi, George, to be honest talaga, dati talaga, George, tamad lang naman talaga akong person eh. Parang I don't know, parang hala, shocks na kaya ako kasi 'di ba they have plans. Parang ngayon, go with the flow, pero of course, I should work hard pa rin kasi it's for my future naman, it's for myself.
So in other words, what you intend to do is okay, fine. No, let's see what happens and then I'll work on that whatever happens to me. Ganun na nang mangyayari.
Yeah, basta andiyan naman si andiyan naman si God. Yeah, I always pray, George. I always pray. Actually, I have a interesting story about my coffee related business kasi 'di ba, George, I may kwento na last Sunday night na yung coffee related ko kasi parang my boyfriend gave me a gift na coffee maker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Justin.
Hey, love
that. She gave me a coffee maker. And then, naging coffee lover ako, George. Sabi ko, wow, parang ang sarap pala ng ganito, ganito, ganyan. Pero sabi ko, parang may kulang. Parang nakikita ko sa mga TikTok, mga videos na, wow, may mga coffee syrup sila, coffee sauces sila. And then, I researched. Actually, I bought 3 syrups nung time na yon. Pero, parang medyo pricey. At the same time kasi, George, I'm kuripot. Mm-hmm. Kuripot talaga ako, George. Parang kuripot ako for myself. Kasi parang, mas okay nung anihin ko na lang yan. Parang, I have savings na lang para sa iba na lang yan. Ganito, ganyan. And then, may na-struck ako na big brand na ang ganda niya. Parang gusto ko gusto ko makuha yan. Kaso it's pricey. The sauces of that brand is very pricey and 2 liters lang siya. And then sabi ko, gusto ko matry yung mga flavors eh. Eh, ang mahal. Tapos 2 liters. Ano gagawin ko dun? And then one snap, I told to my boyfriend na, hey, I want to, ano, to have a business talaga. Mag-re-repack na lang talaga ako para matikman ko. And alam mo yun, parang na-fit ko yung my customer mindset. Kasi as a customer, parang gusto ko niyan kaso ang mahal. Ganon. And that started yung mga tingin
ni
George.
Oh,
guys.
Parang kang takatakbo, no?
Yeah. And then, nag-launch ako around September 2021. Mm-hmm. And then, alam mo, George, ang ginawa ko nung start ng launching, ang ginawa ko lang is, nag-pray lang ako. Sabi ko, Lord, kahit isang customer lang, masaya na ako. Sabi ko kasi parang, okay lang naman kung hindi mabenta. Kasi, ano eh, akin naman eh, win-win situation. Eh, yeah. Di ako na lang, sige, okay lang, ganyan. Pero alam mo, George, that one customer became 100+ customers as of now.
Wow!
And grabe talaga si Lord. Ganyan.
Galing mo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, galing mo siguro mag-model, ano?
Ay, sobrang.
Multiply for customers.
Very good. And you plan to expand that business of yours?
Yeah, actually, diba, nag-start ako from 4 sauces. Right now, I have 5 sauces, 5 syrups, and additional, magkakaroon ako ng another brand for 3 syrups naman. And then, parang magiging 13 na siya, 13 bottles na.
But you don't sell coffee, you just sell the add-ons to the coffee.
Yeah, kasi nag-aano muna ako eh, ay parang nag-iipon muna ako for another new business na naman na kung ano lang ulit maisip ko. And then basta when you're ano kasi business minded George, very important din kasi yung support system, especially ng family mo, ng loved ones mo, and especially my friends. Yeah, hi Aisha. sobrang solid yung friendship namin George, kahit na since childhood kasi kami George, magkakilala. Pero alam mo George, sobrang solid talaga kasi syempre hindi naman maiiwasan yung parang magkakagalit kayo, pero inaayos kasi namin yun. And we're matured enough to handle
that's a very good lesson to our listeners, no? Siguro we can say na parang yeah, BFFs kayo, no? Yung for life na yan, no?
Mm-hmm.
And to those listening right now, no, yung when you have a conflict with your friends, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. You can always settle your differences and start all over again, so to speak, di ba? Yun lang naman ang ano dun, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really very impressed. You come from the same environment. You've been friends for quite some time. I'm really very impressed. I don't know what they feed you in Cavite. that mindset of yours, no, yung iba eh. You rarely meet people nowadays, young folks just like you. You rarely meet people who think the way you do, who think way ahead, so to speak, no. Yung iba kasi ano, they live for the present, that's it. Bahala na bukas, no. But you guys seem to know where you're headed to. You know, ano.
Thank you, George. Thank you. Thanks for that. Actually, George, I want to mention yung isa pa naming friend kasi we're trio, 'di ba? Aisha, we want to shout out to Laika Gonzaga. Hi Laika.
Hello Laika.
Uh-huh. hindi namin siya iiwan kasi iba yung ano niya eh, iba yung it's future doctor namin siya. And hindi namin siya iiwan kasi kami 'di ba ni Aisha more on business related.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, marketing,
more communication. So, alam mo 'yun, parang if you have a friendship, solid friendship kasi, hindi mo sila dapat iwan. Parang support. You need to support each other. Kasi para rin naman 'yan sa inyo.
Yeah,
and grabe syempre yung friendship na pinagdaanan din natin. Mm-hmm. Right, Aisha?
Is she in med school?
Yeah, our friend.
She's in med school, like her?
She's about to enter med school after she
It's UST.
She's still deciding what med school.
We're just here, waiting for update na lang, and then support her. Then
But she's an undergraduate bio student in PLM.
PLM. Well, they have a good med school also, PLM. So
yeah.
Diretso na, no?
Kain in Intramuros. Yeah.
Very nice, no? Very interesting. You know, it really, I really enjoy talking, speaking with people like you. Paano ano eh, yung, it says a lot about your generation, whatever you call your generation now, Z or whatever. It says a lot about the way you think, and with the way you think, I'm sure we're going to have a really great future in our country. You know, sometimes I feel hopeless about things that are happening here, but with people like you, hopefully we can rise up to the challenge and make everything much better in the future, right? Rica, what do you have to say about that?
Actually, for me, kasi George, I'm not considering myself as a successful entrepreneur yet. Nandun yung word na yet.
Hey, you have 100 suckers as customers already.
No. Kasi I want more eh. Gigil pa ako, George.
Ah, okay.
Gigil pa ako. Nakukulangan pa ako sa mga experiences ko. Siguro, if I would rate myself, parang nasa ano lang ako, 3 or 5% pa lang yung mindset, yung experience ko sa business world. Mm-hmm. Kaya, alam mo, George, I'm very thankful for you. And of course, Georgie, may Aisha. Parang blessing in disguise yung hindi ko pagligo last Sunday talaga.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you know, Rica takes a bath once a week. Her schedule was Sunday, but she didn't take a bath. So her next schedule is Sunday.
Oh my God. Kasi, di ba, what if I took a bath that time when Aisha is calling me? Edi, wala ako here. I'm not sharing my experiences to other people. To you, di ba? And of course, I'm living my comfort zone. Kasi, naging introvert talaga ako eh. And Aisha knows it simula nung nag-work talaga ako. Kasi sobrang workaholic ko, Georgie. Di ba, Aisha? Aisha knows it. Aisha knows me. Yeah.
Well, from now on, you're not gonna do that anymore, di ba?
And you know what, George, no, before we end this episode, if I can rate Rica, or if I may say something about her, it's that I can see the right balance of aggressiveness and humility in her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Na she's very aggressive with her dreams, with her business. Yung pagka-business minded niya nga na ayaw niya lang 100 customers lang. Gusto niya maging thousands yan. 100,000. Hanggang sa maging millions.
Ika nga, sky's the langit, di ba? The sky's the langit.
Yeah. The sky's the langit. And then at the same time, she's very humble and down to earth. Na she never forgets her friends, her families, and her loved ones. And nananggaling din siya somewhere. Kasi you have to start somewhere talaga. Start small and then build your way up. Bottom
very
to
bottom. Very nice. Very
right?
Nice.
Yeah, kilig naman ako.
You know, it's so sad. It's we've already spoken for 34 minutes. No? Maybe
you exceeded my episode. My episode.
I'm sorry, Georgie.
No. Maybe we'll have more time sometime in the future where we could bring you back. And maybe tell us about what's happening in your coffee business and stuff. Some parting words from you, Rica, before we go.
To all listeners, actually, kung dati introvert ka, kung nahihiya ka, learn to step out in your comfort zone. Do it your own way. Actually, learn from others, but of course, follow your own path. Mm-hmm. The three words that I want to emphasize is the consistency, the dedication, and of course, yung discipline na you really need to have that. Kasi when you're business-minded talaga, kailangan mo magkaroon din ng more patience. Yeah, that's it.
Well said. Thank you so much, Rica. And of course, Georgie, anything before we go?
Parang nasabi niya na lahat eh. I'm glad, no? I like what you said na focus on your path. Follow your own path. Kasi if we keep comparing our lives to other people, we won't be genuinely happy in our lives. Kasi, yeah, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, but if you start focusing on your own grass and water it every day, you will see it grow.
Very nice. Diba? Very philosophical, huh? Nice.
Of course. I'm good. that's it. Thank you very much, Rika, for
Thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you. And you know, Georgie, what you said is true. Never compare yourself with others. There's this poem called Desiderata. It says, don't compare yourself with others. Otherwise, you're going to be vain or bitter. Because if you compare yourself with others and you find out you're better than they are, you're going to be vain, right? But if you find that others are better than you, you're going to be bitter, and God knows what's going to happen next. So never, ever compare yourself with others, because you run your race your way, because you're racing against yourself and nobody else. That's it.
Preach, George.
Preach.
Anyway, so by the way, to you listeners out there, we don't have a new title yet for this podcast, so we're still gonna retain Masterclass with George and Georgie until such time that we find a more appropriate title for the podcast. Do tell us what you want to hear, or any topic you want us to discuss. Just send it to Cutprint Productions, George at CutprintProductions.com. That's George at CutprintProductions.com. And what else? Well, please follow my Boomers Banquet, my live stream every Saturday on YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitch, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, where we feature a lot of diverse guests, so to speak. Next week, after this episode, we're going to be featuring an athlete who's going, just like you, Rika. He's an athlete. He's going to be representing the Philippines in the Southeast Asian Games for e-games. We're going to have him, and Aisha or Georgie and I will talk about the e-games, and of course how e-games has now penetrated the mainstream of sports. Also, in future episodes of this podcast, we're going to have segments, and we'll let you know more about it in the near future. Until then, good night, everyone. Take good care of yourselves, and at Mayorem, de Gloria.